Good morning. It's Wine Wednesday. Thank you for joining me this morning, my friends. Wine Wednesday is sponsored by Oliver's Markets and Willoughby's Wine and Spirits. I'm your host, Ziggy the Wine Gal, and really happy and excited this morning to welcome my longtime friend and a very special guest this morning, during the holidays nonetheless, Allison Smith Story, vintner for Smith Story Wine Cellars.
Good morning.
So you were texting me last Wednesday when I revealed the winning wine picks for this year. Wow. And I thought it would be so fun to have you on this morning to talk about holiday wine picks, which we had Blue Diamond Almonds and all their products there for the competition this year, which was exciting to have all those crackers because they're gluten-free and a lot of people want to have the gluten-free and all the nuts and snickety snacks. And
the honey roasted Blue Diamond is like a constant in our house. I put it in a bag to take up to Vancouver last weekend or two weekends ago now. Like, it's delicious. I love all those products.
And they have a lot of new flavors. And rumor has it they're going to be coming out with other nuts besides the almonds.
Oh, give me some pecans.
And, you know, they're a family cooperative, and I love that about their company. You know? So it's very, very cool. Anyway, so Smith Story Wine Cellars is located inside the Bacchus Landing compound, which is on West Side Road, kind of the beginning of West Side Road, just past Dragonfly Farm in Healdsburg. And what's cool about this location is there's a lot of family or smaller wineries inside the compound, but they decided that they would host this year's holiday wine picks because their tasting room is just so beautiful and it has all these incredible things in it. I'm always talking about like my vintage finds there. I love vintage cocktail shakers, vintage ice buckets, vintage, you know, wine glasses and plates and all these like treasures. Yeah. But of course, your wine is front and foremost, right?
Absolutely. We have a very, you know, serious wine, but very whimsical, inviting kind of room for curious wine drinkers, curious thrifters, antiquers. And, you know, I kind of, when I watched the judges come in for the competition, saw this whole, like, next level vibe going on. It was really fun to see.
Yeah, because it's not just, you know, a classic tasting room where you walk in and that's, you know, belly up to the bar and there you are. Yep. You have all these great lounging little vignettes set up all over their tasting room and outside. You have a great outside patio,
Thank you.
And so we have six winners, as you know, with holiday wine picks. And if you're tuning in to Wine Wednesday for the first time, this is my 27th annual Holiday Wine Picks, and I got this idea so that it could take all the guesswork out of it for you during the holidays. So we have two categories, cheap and cheerful. I love to call cheap and cheerful.
I think it's brilliant. Yes.
Well, you know, and these are wines that retail under $17.99. You know, you go into a wine shop or, you know, a beautiful store, and you look at their wine selections, and they've got, you know, you've got a sea of wines all over the wall and cases standing up at all these great prices, but you don't know if any of them are actually good. You look at the price point and you're like, well, could that possibly be good?
Yep, where do I start? Yep.
And you want to get, you know, an affordable wine for your holiday party, stuff you can buy by the case, you know, no-brainer stuff that everybody's going to love. And then on the flip side, we have the super extraordinary high-end category for the wines. You know, these are really, truly absolute gems, you know, extraordinary wines that you would want to give to, say, you know, a wine connoisseur for Christmas or something that you really want to pour for a beautiful holiday luncheon or holiday dinner.
Share and with people you actually enjoy sharing wine with.
Yeah, it's something that's super impressive, right?
Yes, yes.
So we have a winning red, white, and sparkling in each category. And one of my favorite things to do is always to talk about the judges' descriptions. Because they're not always what you think, you know. Right. I think we're all kind of past that. Well, it has hints of hazelnut, you know, with a little bit of toasted tar or whatever, you know. Like, I just want to take that pretense out of it and keep it real. So I always love to mention the judges' notes. And this year we had 12 world-class judges. And I know that you knew most of them as they were walking into your tasting room, which was cool.
You know, it was fun to see everyone because we're all kind of working the same hours all the time. So we get to see snippets of each other throughout the year at different events, but I think it was a nice day, a nice evening, a nice occasion, and It was fun. There's some people I hadn't seen in a couple of years.
That was good. Yeah. We had Tracy Dutton from the CAA was a judge. Lane Randolph, who's a wine journalist. Dennis McCarter, who I love, has McCarter Cellars winemaker.
Just killing it in the press these days.
I mean, he really is. Yes. And Carr Groom, who's winemaker with their Rah Rah Wines. Yeah. Ryan Knowles, super rock star sommelier, right? Paul Sloan, who's a winemaker, and Keith Fletcher, who's the manager of Willoughby's, and Alex Davis, winemaker. We had Vicki Thomaser. I love her. She is just a superstar winery consultant.
Yeah, marketing genius.
She really is. Alexandra O'Gorman, who is vice president and community ambassador.
For Foley. That's
good for her. And Julie Schreiber, who's a winemaker, and Mark Malpete, who does winery management consulting. I mean, we had a really great lineup of palettes.
Yeah.
So let's kick it off and talk about the cheap and cheerful wines. I thought you could kick it off.
Well, I'm telling you, my favorite description, I think, of all the descriptions was the white. It was a 2023 Dry Creek Vineyard Chenin Blanc, a staple in my life for years and years and years.
And it's so affordable. And
usually,
like, Chardonnay will win this category or a white blend, but it was so nice to see a Chenin Blanc blend
win. The Chenin Blanc is great for all seasons. Right now, it's going to be killer with oysters, killer with probably the Dungeness crab season coming out, too.
Mm-hmm.
I love this note, sassy citrus.
Yeah.
You know, like, who wrote that? Like, I'm like, who's writing these notes? And then there's another one somebody said, pause for Mrs. Claus. Like, I love that. Like, you know. Maybe they were sipping instead of spitting during the competition a little bit to come up with these.
Well, you know, that happens sometimes. But, you know, the nice thing about this wine also, the Dry Creek Vineyard Chenin Blanc, is that it is nationally distributed.
Yes.
Which is cool.
Yep.
And you can find it around $15.99 to $16.99.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely, one of the judges said, it's a conversationalist. Like, that's cool.
Yeah.
Classic quaffer, definitely a crowd pleaser. And the winning bubbles, I know this is no secret to you or me.
Love this winery. Absolutely.
So, Gruet Winery, they're out of New Mexico, and I have been a fan of their sparkling wines forever.
Yep.
Their Blanc de Noir took the cake, so to speak, was the winning bubbly for the cheap and cheerful category. And you can find that wine around $15.99 to $17.99. But I'm telling you, as a champagne, you know, aficionado, this wine is always a crowd pleaser, and it drinks like it's easily a $50 bottle of wine.
It's a very elegant wine. I feel like it always exceeds expectations, knowing that you're not paying that much for it. So it's not, don't just get a bottle, get six. It's one of those. Yes.
So the judges' comments, somebody said creme brulee, pears. Another judge said everyone will love it. Well, great.
Okay, good.
Elegant and focused.
Yep.
Rich and toasty. Complex. Has a nice salmon copper hue. But just a terrific bubbly.
Just like those New Mexico sunsets.
Love them. That's perfect.
Yes.
Now, the winning red wine is no secret for me because this is kind of my quintessential patio pounder year-round for just like a go-to red that's super affordable. The 2021 Rodney Strong Vineyards Red Blend from Sonoma County. Nationally available.
Yep.
It's a blend of Merlot, Malbec, Cabernet, and Zinfandel. You can find it usually around $15.99 to $17.99, a steal of a deal, because this definitely drinks like a $35 bottle of wine.
Yeah, I think the description that had me on this was the cocoa-covered cherries. Yes,
yes,
please.
Yes.
Give me another glass.
let's see. Other judges said, Santa's slaying it.
Mm-hmm.
Savory and sassy, a party pleaser, lush and succulent and superstar. Very impressive red blend. So all three of our cheap and cheerful winners are all nationally available, which is very, very cool because I know we have a lot of listeners that tune into Wine Wednesday from all over the country.
All three of these I remember buying when I lived in Austin, when I lived in Dallas, have traveled all over, Chicago. I mean, each one of these have been a staple in my life.
So here's a fun fact. The Gruet, the winning sparkling in the cheap and cheerful category, the very first bottle of that I ever had was in Beaufort, North Carolina.
I love Beaufort.
They have a tiny little wine shop there, and I'm like, what is this wine from New Mexico? And this was a million years ago.
Absolutely.
And picked it up. It was affordable. I've been loving it ever since.
Fantastic.
So moving right along to the high-end extraordinary wines, we have three winners, a sparkling / champagne, and in this case, it is a champagne, a white wine, and of course, a red wine, and the winning champagne is
Laurent Perrier.
The La Cuvée Brut.
La Cuvée Brut. And this is a showstopper. I mean, this is an impressive bottle. It's an impressive bottle to sip slowly. I've always enjoyed all of the line of Laurent Perrier, but this is my go-to for sure.
And it's not the first time they have won in this category either.
Mm-mm. How cool.
So here's some descriptions. Serious showstopper. Dry and decadent. Mm-hmm. Deck the halls with it. Flinty and fun. And another judge said, fine lace stockings. Okay, I'll take it.
Okay. Bring it. Well, it's such a sexy little bottle. Come on, you know, it's a great, great, great champagne.
And so we actually have a runner-up in this category. And by one vote, the 2019 Domaine Carneros Ultra Brut from Carneros.
Oh, fantastic.
Another wine, and I should say winery, that has won many times for both Thanksgiving wine picks and holiday wine picks. But important to note the runner-up, because sometimes by one vote or two votes, you know, it's really, really good to mention. We had no runner-ups in the cheap and cheerful category. But in this category, we did have a runner-up, and it is the 2019 Domaine Carneros Delicious Ultra Brut, and that comes in affordably, I think, just under $50 a bottle.
And a beautiful place to go visit, too.
It's so impressive to go to the tasting room there.
Absolutely.
I just love it. Anyway, okay, the winning, let's skip to the winning red wine, because that is just so exciting, and then we'll go to the winning white wine.
Cool. This is new for me, actually, the winning red wine.
It was new for everybody. Everybody, including me, never had heard of this winery before. And this was their very first release. They only made 2 barrels, 50
that's
cases.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Love it. I am a Pinotophile, Pinot Nerd, Pinot
I've
Geek,
heard that
all,
about
things,
you.
All things Pinot Noir. So super excited to see that a Pinot Noir red won the red category. So 2022 Tremolo.
Tremolo, I think. Tremolo,
yes.
Yeah.
Pinot Noir. It's Le Race Vineyard. Pommard clone from the Russian River Valley.
So this is such a cool story, because they only made 50 cases. It's their very first release. It's a husband and wife team, Devin and Jessica Mullen. And she is the niece of Renee and Bruce Perry from Papa Pietro Perry.
Ah.
So they have been doing Papa Pietro Perry, big fan of their Pinots.
Sure.
And they have been doing a Pommard clone, Laris Vineyard, for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And so funny, in the lineup for like the final sweepstakes for all of the red wines, the Papa Pietro Perry from the same vineyard was also in the lineup.
Of
and
course.
This is why we love a blind tasting.
Yes, yes.
Anyway, very, very cool. Congratulations. And this has like the best show-stopping descriptions from the judges, don't you think?
Yep.
Santa's got a brand new bag. That's one of them.
Juicy plums from Sugar Plum Fairy. I like that too.
Velvety Vixen. And this is a favorite also. Vince Guaraldi sits in with the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. That's what that feels like in your mouth. Like, I want a bottle of that.
Let's go to lunch. Let's go now. Let's go have some. Yes.
Sophisticated and sultry. Another judge said, it's a head turner. And another judge said, old world meets new world. How about that?
It's kind of like Sophia Loren meets Taylor Swift in a bottle, right?
Oh, I like that. I love that description.
Swiftie alert.
And finally, to wrap up Wine Wednesday, and thank you to Allison Smith Story for coming into Wine Wednesday and for hosting the Holiday Wine Picks competition this year,
or
I should say tasting.
Yes.
I say competition. It's really a tasting.
Yes.
The winning white wine, the 2021 Brashly White Pinot Noir from Anderson Valley. So white Pinot Noir is super trending right now.
Yeah, you know, I actually had my first white Pinot Noir with you and Kimberly Charles. We had a Domaine Carneros Pinot Noir Blanc, I would say, I don't know, 15, 20 years ago.
Oh, my gosh.
At Zigtown. I have a picture of it.
You do?
Yes.
I love that.
Yeah.
And so, you know, Ashley Holland is the winemaker at Brashly, and I love Ashley.
Fantastic.
Like, she has her own winery, Reed Holland, and she's just a great winemaker. So here are the descriptions for the winning white wine. Wowza, decadent, lively, lemon lime. Another judge said lemon curd, obviously very citrusy.
Mm-hmm.
Hints of wildflowers, guava goodness, ginger spice, not Marianne. For those of us old enough, you'd get that reference, right?
I think I figure out who's saying these really fun, you know, TV ones for sure. I think I know who that is.
Dances on the tongue, another judge said.
Yeah.
Rich and lasting, like Dickens. And this is one of my favorites. tastes like a ride through Burgundy.
How about that?
Ryan, the sommelier Ryan, that was his description.
I love it. I love it. Well, I think the description is so interesting. I did not have a splash or a taste of this myself, and I can't wait to.
Oh, awesome. Well, all wine. The list of all the wine picks is up on our website, krsh.com, and you can always email me, and I can send you the list. Also, my email is ziggy@krsh.com. We've had Allison Smith Story in studio from Smith Story Wine Cellars, located in Healdsburg inside the Bacchus Landing Building, right on West Side Road. Super easy to get to. And you guys are decked out for the holidays. You're welcoming everybody with red carpet treatment.
Yeah, we have all our vintage things out, and we're gonna be open. We just decided last night on New Year's Eve. We've had a lot of requests of people coming in and passing through, so we will be open Tuesday. We're normally closed on Tuesday. And then the Saturday before New Year's, we're actually collabing with Kelsey Phelps and her Seppi Sparkling in-house. So we're going to have a fun day on that Saturday, the 28th.
Love the collaborations.
Yes, absolutely. It's a must, you know.
Happy, happy holidays
to you,
my friend. And thank you for coming in today so bright and early. And I look forward to popping some corks on these winning wines with you very soon.
Well, thanks for having me, and cheers, everyone. Have a great holiday.
Yeah, happy holidays. Cheers.